The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
God wants the nation to take.
One of the Uyemo and who a Brinamo, not Wakatra, and they come for an Amo SSL Omotu.
In the New Testament, we don't have any tribe like that.
Apart from no Yeni, I was a Kobiatisa.
Aha, it's 1 Chronicles chapter 12, verse 32.
Bless you, Sama, Edikai,
Etidu, 1 Chronicles 12, 32. And of the sons of Issachar, men who understood the times with knowledge of what Israel should do, their chiefs were 200, and all their kinsmen were at their command. Sons of Issachar, men who understood the times.
Remember what Emrino has here.
Look. This day, God is teaching me a lot of things. Because by the grace of God, he has given me time to stay before him. And I don't know when I'm going to have time to teach all this. Today, like this, he was teaching me how to assess the silver and gold. Haggai chapter 2, verse 8. The silver and the gold belongs to
him.
It doesn't belong to the devil. You see, worshiping God. Look, Jesus said, my burden is light. There is a scripture like that. Is that not it?
Matthew 11, verse 28. Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay, let me check. If it is so, Matthew 11, 28. Then you get 20 cities, eh? Today it shall be 20 cities. Matthew chapter 8.
11, 29. Yeah.
Take my yoke upon you.
My yoke is easy.
For let's start from verse 28.
Yes.
Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. 29. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. 30. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Look, worshipping God is the easiest. It's easier than any other religion. I was watching the Hindus.
Not a Hindu fool.
How they tap the anointing from the guru. Sometimes even when the guru bathes, they have to drink the bathing water. Jesus said, my yoke is hot, light. Today, I'll give you 20 cities. Eh?
Thank you.
20, so. My yoke is light. Following and worshiping God is not difficult at all. Especially when you have the Holy Spirit in you. That is why every look, Holy Spirit is not denominational. The day we went to this brother, Methodist, the one who married from Methodist, the praise and worship leader. Oh, Tom.
Obed.
That Methodist church.
Yes.
Did you hear the pastors, Reverend, speaking in tongues? We finished the wedding and entered the hall.
And they were speaking in tongues. I opened my eyes and I said,
hey,
so when they finished, you look, I said, are you surprised?
I said, where you are?
Charlie, it's a gift from God.
So
if my denomination says they don't want it,
me,
I'm a child of God, I want it. So many Methodist pastors are speaking in tongues.
Press
me. They are now speaking in tongues.
Press me for so
it's the gift of God. Stop your denomination. In heaven,
yeah,
there is no denomination. No assemblies of God in heaven. No Pentecost in heaven. No apostolic in heaven. No action in heaven. No Presby or Methodist. No Catholic in heaven.
Roman 4.
The redeem of the Lord. So in the Old Testament, they had a tribe whose assignment was to steady the times. Some of the things the Lord has taught me the whole day, when we're coming, immediately we move out, the Holy Spirit continued with the academy. He was teaching me. Look, knowing your time is the greatest key to your victory. Look, there are universal times and individual times. Look, not two people's time is the same. The only similarity is husband and wife. Even they,
whilst
they have a universal time, they have individual times. God likes to deal with us individually. And how to develop to know your time, your season. You must always tune into the Spirit. I don't like using the word feeling, but you feel that this time don't talk too much.
Now,
this time don't go out. This time give a lot. This time don't give much. This time do this. Those are your seasons. This time, don't visit too much. That is your season. When you miss that time, because during that time, heaven is downloading something to your life. So also,
Sansona,
every year is a season. Me, I know now my 2024. I know what I'm to do in
2024.
I know the kind of offering I should give. I know the kind of altars I should build. I know how I should just go about my things. Because from November, the Lord started. I started decoding my 2024. I started receiving things even before we entered the
ministry.
I know the messages I should preach. I know how I should lead the church. I know how we should start. Last year, when did we start the fasting? Is it not second week?
Yes.
Last year, is it not second week?
Yes.
Is it not second week?
Yes.
This year, why did we start on the first?
It's
2023, the same as 2024. If we had missed the first, and say, last 2023, we started second week, so 2024, God says, start first. Start first. Because it is not 2023. It's 2024. Start first. Then people were squeezing their faces.
Maybe
even right in my house, they were squeezing their faces. But I didn't want their faces. That was why on the first I made it optional. Eat.
But
let's come and pray.
Because
it is fasting and prayer. So
prayer.
If you miss one, you shouldn't miss the second one. If we have missed it, 2024, we have missed something. Who knows? Maybe 2025. Maybe we are going to start our fasting in February. By which time people have eaten and put on side. And
wait.
Do you know that fasting first January, do you know this 21-day fast, do you know what is going to save you? It's going to save you food. It's going to save you money. I'm telling you, you are not going to eat too much. So you are going to save food for February and March. You are going to save money. Those days you used to eat breakfast, supper, lunch. Breakfast, lunch and supper. This one you are going to eat only once. So you save the rest. Unless you decide to pile breakfast and lunch and put it down when you finish, and the pastor say now you can break your fast. The first 30 minutes you finish breakfast. Another 30 minutes you finish the lunch. Like we're doing secondary school. That is secondary school kind of fasting. You keep your loaf of bread, breakfast, you keep it. Lunch, yam and the kontobre, you keep it. And then supper. Supper, what is it? Is it rice and the gas well, we call it granule soup, gas well, rice and gas well. Because when they prepare it, it's like gas well. That one, you keep it. So, when we say we are breaking the fast, so you start with the loaf of bread, you clear it first with your
tea.
Then you go to your yam with whatever. Then you add the rice with casserole.
Now the monsoni katikwara soso.
Say Lord. Help me not to miss my time. When people ask me, what is the secret of your success in ministry? I say, the secret of my success is I don't miss my time. I am always within time. I don't miss time. I am not talking about the time of coming to church. I'm not talking about this kind of time. Knowing what to do at a particular time. Most of the time I pray in the night. But it's not every night I pray. There are times, maybe about a month, I will just feel that I should sleep and start waking up at 4 a.m. and pray to
it.
Then I maintain that time.
Now Christ, I will disciple in Jesus.
Say, Holy Spirit,
Oh,
help me to know my time. As we pray,
I say about paying.
We are laying a foundation.
The
Lord was telling me today that look, you are praying for yourself. Everything you are doing doesn't affect anybody. It is you. It is you. 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 It doesn't affect your sister beside you. So the way you do it,
it is saying over in Africa now.
It will be credited into your account. Today the Lord was teaching me, he said, when you speak in tongues, you are solving intricacies. So I look at the word you are solving complex situation, complicate. When you are speaking in tongues,
you are
handling complicated issues. Complicated issues that they are beyond the natural. They are beyond science. They are even beyond spiritual. When you are speaking in tongues, you are solving the word he used was intricacies. And when I look at the meaning of intricacies, complications, complexities, then the Lord said, when you are speaking in tongues, you are rearranging things. You are recreating things. You are resetting things. Things that are beyond natural. Things that are beyond science. Even things that are beyond spiritual. Today I got to know that there are things even beyond the spiritual. I never knew this. That there are things even beyond the spiritual. That is why a Christian, if you can speak in tongues, learn to speak in tongues. When you meet any problem, speak in tongues first. Whilst you are speaking in tongues, your spirit is tuned
and
listening. Sometimes, whilst you are speaking, ideas will just start rising.
Do this.
That is why you shouldn't go to prayer without a notebook. And a Bible.
And
a pen. Because whilst you are praying, the Lord will be speaking to you. Something, you start writing them down. Or these days, if you like, can use your phone to record what God is telling you.
Amen.
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 So please, those who think that we are disturbing you,
it's
the way you lay it. It's not me. It is you. Some of you, you don't know. Look, God, one day something happened.
I see that could be see.
I used to have ulcer. When I was in Fountain Gate Bible College.
I mean, no, Fountain Gate.
From 85 to 88. There is this lady called Dinah, the late. That time she was a mature woman. She wasn't married.
No worry.
She loves God. But her English is bad. As for the east and the west and the where she
And
when she speaks something, it takes you grace to understand what she
says. One
day she was the one to preach Wednesday, she was the one to preach.
If at
any time she's on program,
you
get about only 10 people. Other students, they don't go. I wanted not to go. But But there was something was also, I don't know, something just convinced me. I went and
said that.
As she was preaching, she said, "You were here. Osa. Osa is eating you. Osa is eating you. You were here. You were here. You were here. Osa is eating you. You were here. Osa is eating you." I just say, "Lord, help me."
And say, "Ready, boy, me."
Instead of saying, "You are here,"
okay, so what?
He said, "You were here."
I say, "Now what?
Osa is eating you."
Nah, you grow every.
Osa is eating you.
You grow every.
Osa is eating you.
You grow you.
That Osa is gone.
Oh, say you grow now, cop.
That Osa is gone.
Say you grow now, cop.
In Jesus' name.
Our Jesus, demo.
That Osa is gone.
Say you grow now, cop.
From that day.
Every Saturday, no.
Up to today.
Every Monday.
No Osa. Because those days, I used to eat once in the day. Sometimes, in the whole week, I would eat once. For about 3 years, I was living a fasting life. Not because I want to fast. There is no food. So I got ulcer. So you see, somebody whose English is not good. She was the one God used to heal my
ulcer.
She didn't touch me. She just released a word. Finished from that day. Up to today. 1986. You can calculate how many years. Some of you, you've not been born at that time. Say, "My Father in heaven, I am before you tonight. Within these 21 days, I am laying a foundation. I am redeeming my 2024. I am here to redeem my 2024. I am here with the blood of Jesus Christ to redeem my 2024, to reset my 2024. I am here, oh Lord, to redeem my 2024. I am here to lay my foundation. I am here to lay my foundation. I am here to lay my foundation. Holy Spirit, help me. Holy Spirit, help me. Santa Kabaya, Abracata Kaba, Abaya Kata Kabaya, Abala Karaba, Ata Kabaya, Abala Karaba, Ata Kaba, Rikimo, Rikibarase Kaba, Abala Karaba, Abala Karaba, Ata Kabaya, 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 Ata in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Matthew 11:12 says, "And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence. And violent men take it by force." You know, one of the things God is telling me about 2024.
It's
a year of violence.
Afey.
We must violently, when we say violent, Christian, our violence is not physical violence.
It's
faith
and
actions. Look, what you have been doing by conviction, whether you are seeing results or not, don't stop it. Don't stop it. Don't stop it. If you have been paying tithe, you have been paying first with the things you do in your heart, when you do them, you are free. But you can't tell that there are things that continue. Continue. Don't stop it. Because you are heaping up, and God is heaping up a mountain of embarrassment for you. A mountain of blessings. God is creating a new version of you. By the time you open your eyes, You are in some realm that you never dreamt
of.
Say, my Father in heaven. 2024 is my breaker year. Your mighty hand has broken me into my breaker year. Your mighty hand has broken me into my breaker year. Your mighty hand has broken me into my breaker year. 2024 is my breaker year. It's 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 my breaker year. 2024. I break into power. I break into prosperity. I break into possession. I break into promotion. I break into prophecy. I break into position. I break into multiplication. I break into abundance. I break into fulfillment. I break into glory. I break into favor. I break into healing and deliverance. I break into my marriage. I break into childbirth. I break into my dream. I break into my testimony. I break into my stability. I break, I break.
I break, I break.
I break, I break.
Yes, so Lord, I break.
I break, I break, I break.
Yes, so
Lord, I break
into my ministry.
I break, I break.
I break into healing and
deliverance.
I break, yes, so Lord.
I break, I break. I break,
I break.
I break, yes, so Lord.
I break, I break. I break, yes, so Lord.
I break,
I break.
I break,
yes, so Lord.
I break, I break.
I break, yes, so Lord.
I break, I break.
I break, yes, so Lord. I break, I break. I break, yes, so Lord. I break, I break. I break, yes, so Lord. I break, I break. I break, yes, so Lord. I break, I break. I break, yes, so Lord. I break, I break. I break, yes, so Lord. I break, I break. I break, 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 I break into my favor, I break into my favor, I break into my blessing, I break, I break, I break, I break, I break, I break, I break into my healing, I break into my deliverance, I break into my abundance, I break, I break, I break, I break, I break, I break, I break into my testimony, I break, I break, I break into my promotion. I break, I break, I break into a balance. I break, 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 I break,
I break into marriage.
I break into my promise. Rakabale bro,
I break.
In Jesus' name,
amen.
Say, my Father in heaven.
My Father.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Oh, yes, Christ.
2024. Anything in me
that
will slow me down, that will distract me, that will frustrate me, that will steal away my 2024, I drop it now. I drop it now. I drop it now. Let it die now. Let anger die. Let offense die. Let unforgiveness die. Let bitterness die. Let lust die. Let fear die. Let envy and jealousy die. Let every wrong habit die. Let disobedience die. Let rebellion die. Let it die. Let it die. Anything in me, anything in me that the devil will use against me, shatakola kara.
Let it die, 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 let it die. Let it die. Let any wrong habit go. Let it die. Let it die.
strike it down, let it die. Let it die, let it die. Let it die, let it die. Let it die, let it die. Everyone happy to love. Let it die, let it die. 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 Let fear die, let fear die. Let unbelief die, let unforgiveness die. Let flesh die, let it die. And wrong happy to love. Let it die, let it die. 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 Let it die, let it die.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Media, you are doing very well. I am praying for you that very soon international doors will start opening for you.
Amen.
You will start traveling.
Amen.
Yesterday after we closed, I called them, the media boys, brethren, they came here and I prayed for them and God gave me a word. You know, this one media is a prayer point we are going to pray. It's not, we haven't prayed it. 1 Kings chapter 13.
I'm ready, can I tell you, sir?
From verse 1 to 4. 1 Kings 13.
We
are going to command any hand that is stretched against me to block anything of mine, to steal anything of mine, to divert anything of mine in the year 2024, it must dry up. It must wither. It must die. By the word of the Lord, a man of God came from Judah to Bethel. As Jeroboam was standing by the altar to make an offering. 2. By the word of the Lord, he cried out against the altar. That's the man of God. Altar, altar. This is what the Lord says. A son named Josiah will be born to the house of David. On you, he will sacrifice the priests of the high places who make offerings here, and human bones will be bent on you. 3. That same day, the man of God gave a sign. This is the sign the Lord has declared. The altar will be split apart, and the ashes on it will be poured out. Now look at verse 4. When King Jeroboam heard what the man of God cried out against the altar at Bethel, he stretched out his hand from the altar and said, "Seize him." But the hand he stretched out toward the man shriveled up so that he could not pull it back. Some verses says the hand dried up. Others say the hand withered. Others say the hand died. Say 2024. Any familiar hand that has been scattering my blessings, that has been diverting my blessings, that has been holding my blessings, any familiar hand from my father's house, from my mother's house, from my office, from my workplace, from my neighborhood, from the sea, from the atmosphere, from anywhere, any demonic hand that exists and stretch against me and against my dream, against my destiny, against my marriage, against my helpers, against the blessings that should come to me, against my open door, against my breakthrough. 2024, let that hand dry up and die. Dry up and die. Dry up and die. Dry up and die. Dry up and die.
Please give me Psalm 64, verse 2 to 5. Psalm 64. We are going to shut down evil voices. As we have dealt with evil hand, we are shutting down evil voices.
Fine.
They sharpen their tongues. Fine. I like it. Evil tongue. They sharpen their tongues like swords and aim cruel words. Like deadly arrows. Four. They shoot from ambush at the innocent. They shoot suddenly without fear. What are they shooting? Words. They encourage each other in evil plans. They talk about hiding their snares. They say, who will see it? Go back to verse 3. Say any evil tongue. Any devilish tongue. That is planted. In 2024. Against me, the Laliboja. Make your name. Let that tongue be cut off. Wait, let me tell you something.
I had to rebuke somebody. He was saying something about the person's wife. And I said to him, do you know that you have created a problem in the marriage? Why didn't you allow the wife to be here before you say this to the two of them? This guy will live here and go and start producing some attitude towards the wife.
Look,
husband, you don't know. Look, there are voices. There are people talking. Even church. Even inside here. There are people just talk. This church. This.
We say.
Pastor.
So say.
Before you realize.
When you
somebody is hating a sister. Before you realize.
When you
somebody has stopped coming to church.
No, be a sorry.
Before you look.
When you
you don't know.
We named here.
One day I called a leader. Some years when the wedding, I say you.
Now confront the enemy.
Thank God that I call you.
I see an enemy say me
bro. I was going to curse you secretly. There is something called secret curse.
You will be a friend of Kukomo enemy.
I can curse you without knowing.
Meet my domi I win him.
Because if I do it openly, you say, oh, pastor curse me.
Now me can when nipe my ogres or something do me.
But if I do it in my house, will you be there to hear? You don't know. You don't know. This leader was telling this lady, as for this church,
I'm sorry.
You a leader.
I said, where are you, Dikeni?
Talking like this. Don't you know you are poisoning the person against the church? Thank God I didn't go to curse you. There are evil tongues. There are evil voices. Say 2024. Every familiar evil tongue. Or unfamiliar evil tongue. That is established. Against me. Against anything about me. Anywhere.
Anywhere.
With the sword of the spirit. I cut off that tongue. I cut off that tongue. I cut off that tongue. Let the sword of the spirit cut off, cut off, cut off, cut off.
I got up.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Please give me Proverbs chapter 6, verse 16 to 19. Proverbs 6, 16 to 19. All these three things are inside there. There are six things the Lord hates. Seven that are detestable to him. Number one, haughty eyes. Number two, lying tongue. Number three, hands that shed innocent blood. You see that we just commanded the hand to withdraw.
Yes.
Number four, heart that devises wicked schemes. Now, say, Lord, anyone whose heart you have given to me, protect the person. You don't know what the Lord was telling me. Look, God has touched some people to like you. I'm telling you. But those people, they can come under attack. By the time you realize they don't like you again. I have suffered so many things in ministry. People who are close to you, they can be manipulated. You see, that is why I am sorry. That is why I don't visit you.
Anything now.
That is why I don't release my heart again. Because this is my heart. It has been broken over a million times. That is an exaggeration. You open your heart. So I am afraid. I'm telling you.
Okay, so
that's why I don't visit you. That's why I don't come close. But when you come close, praise God. There are people here who are doing things in my life. Whose homes I should be visiting almost every day. But some 3 years I've not even gone to that's the deliverance I'm praying for myself. Because you open up. Hush. And you see, it is not good. I must still open up.
And they say, oh, that's what
I'm
no.
I'm telling you, we have to still open up.
And so what that's what I'm no.
But it's a prayer I'm praying for God to help. There are people here who are really doing things in my life. But as for spiritually, prayer and everything, I do it. But physically, to come very close, unless you come close, if you are waiting for me to move, you won't get me. But when you move, you will get me every day. I know somebody here. When he comes to me, when I am eating, the person will just wash their hand. Put the hand inside. We are eating. That's how our relationship. I like such relationship. But me, I will not come and do it at your place. But when you want to come and do it, come and do it. Say any heart that God has given to me, Holy Ghost, protect that heart. Protect that heart. Protect that heart. And any heart devising any wicked scheme. Listen,
Montier.
The heart of man is desperately wicked.
I
am telling you. Look, the heart is it the control board of electricity? How do we call it? The control room? Is it a control room? the central point, the heart.
That
is the only place that only God sees. That's why every blessing, God will bless your heart. I am telling you. He blesses your heart. Because why human beings will see your outside, he sees the heart. There are wicked hearts. Say 2024. And the wicked heart. And the wicked heart. Against me. And the wicked heart. Against me. And the wicked heart. Against me. Let it dry up. 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 Say, my Father in heaven, any heart you have given to me, anybody whose heart you have given to me, protect those hearts for me. 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 Let those hearts never be influenced by wickedness. Protect those hearts for me. Pray that prayer right now.
Yes, so Lord. Protect those hearts for me. Protect them for me.
When you know that this person really likes you with the heart, don't play with them. Respect them. Honor them. Pray for them. Even when they make mistakes, don't take it serious. Me, my case, if I explain my case to you, you will cry.
It's
different, but when you know that somebody's heart is really with you, pray for the person. Appreciate the person. Don't joke with the person. Say, my Father in heaven,
2024,
any heart that you have given to me, bless that heart. 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 Protect that heart. Bless that heart. Protect that heart. Bless that heart. Protect that heart. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
So when you continue verse 18, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that run rapidly to evil, a false witness who utters lies. These are voices.
Say
2024.
I shut down any wicked voice that is set against anything of mine. I shut it down. I shut 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 down. Wicked voices in the church, in my family. I shut down. At my workplace. I shut down. I shut down. Shut him down. Shut him down. Wicked voices. Sakari Katua.
I sat down. 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 I
sat down. I sat down. I sat down.
I sat down. I
sat down. I sat down. Wicked voices. Wicked voices. Wicked voices. Wicked voices. Any voice that is set against me in 2024. Any voice against anything of mine in 2024. I shut down. I shut down. With the voice of God. I shut down. Sakali Karua.
I sat down, 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 I sat down,
I sat down, I sat down, I sat down, I sat down,
I said,
in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Three more prayers.
By me,
Zechariah 1:18-21. Then lifted I up my eyes and saw, and behold, four horns. And I said unto the angel that talked with me, What be this? Please give me NIV. Fine, thank you. Then the Lord showed me. I asked the angel who was speaking to me, what are these? He answered me, these are the horns that scattered Judah, Israel, and Jerusalem. To 21. So 20. Then the Lord showed me four craftsmen. I asked, what are these coming to do? He answered, these are the horns that scattered Judah so that no one could raise their head. But the craftsmen have come to terrify them and throw down these horns of the nations who lifted up their horns against the land of Judah to scatter Israel. To scatter his heart. To scatter his people. Fine. See, Judah, there is you.
Now you don't know on the AO.
We are going to unseat any power that is sitting on me.
Now if I be two of my dear so to me be at two so
any power
to me be
that is sitting on me.
Ah or two so.
In 2024, any power
to me be
set up
against
me, we are going to unseat. Those powers are the horns. Look, there are people who make certain decisions that affect you negatively. There are things that look, some people might decide for you. And if those people are wrong people, it will take God. Say 2024. Any power
to me
that has been set up
to
sit against me
I overthrow that power. I cast that power down. I cast them down. I cast them down. I overthrow them in the name of Jesus.
Tomorrow, let's just stand the Lord. Also, Rodi Asa. Just bless the Lord. Thank the Lord for the answer. We appreciate your name, God. We give you honor. We give you praise, Lord.
Thank you, Father Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name. You know, for instance, you may be asking, we have shut down voices. How is it? When there is a meeting, and anybody is to say anything bad about you, or anywhere, in 2024, anyone that will open his mouth or her mouth to say anything bad about you, that voice will be shut. Because you have already nailed it, you have dealt with it. So that voice will be shut. That is how it is. The things I know that I stand here, you have no idea. I don't know when I'm going to teach all these things. Do you know why your marriage is delaying? Do you know why something is delaying? You don't know a conversation that somebody has had. I declare this year, all the voices that had ever spoken against you from the day you were born, I stand here today, the 4th day of January, on this living altar that is connected to the altar you have, I shut them down. If there is anybody who has suffered what you call negative perception, people don't know me. They don't know me. But they go and tell people things about me. One day I was driving, there was this sister. For some weeks I've not seen her in church. I like to, before you get to that filling station there, then I saw her.
Modest.
Yes, I blow the horn. Bam, and then she came. I said, well, I've not seen you in church.
I said, oh.
Then she had a problem.
I said, no, how be?
I said, why haven't you told me?
I don't know, I can't tell me.
So, Pastor, I am told that you don't welcome people in your house.
I said,
who told you?
I said, when I catch them.
So, one madam, that's what they say. In fact, my senior pastor had suffered something in at North Carnation. Immediately you enter the church. Within 3 weeks, you know everything about him. People are just talking. This man lacks money.
Papa, what do you say?
And I've also suffered the same.
And I miss me who someone crony be.
Why is the sister was talking to me?
Everyone nearby,
then one of our mothers was passing. Say, Pastor, that woman.
See, Papa,
I said, Mama, she saw me and said, oh, Pastor.
I mean, I guess it was also for.
Mama, who now catch
me? See, you are the one who said it to me.
Now it's between the two of them.
He said, "Akoya, omo mi enu na omo fanyi re muni here there."
People are just saying things about you. They don't know you.
Oni mu,
but they are just talking.
Aso akasa.
2024. Any voice that had ever spoken against you from the day you were born that is affecting you, I terminate that voice. I nail that voice to the cross. I curse that voice. I declare this year, 2024, any voice
Let me put it this way. 2024. Nobody should welcome any negative voice about you. Nobody should welcome any negative voice about you. Nobody should welcome. 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 Father, we thank you.
We thank you, Jesus.
We declare, oh Lord.
Yes, oh Lord.
2024, it is our year. We have broken into it. It is ours. We possess it. Let things begin to work. Yes, oh Lord. Bring us back tomorrow to continue before you. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
If
when the roll is called,
your name and my name shall never be missing.
Shalom, peace. May the Lord bless all of you. Bless everybody who has come.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.